Yes, sir. Welcome to hour number two on this Thursday. Glad you could be with us up until 8 o'clock. Danny Garcia and myself will take you there. If you miss anything on our show this evening, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and you'll be able to hear all seven interviews this evening, and especially in the first hour. If you had an opportunity to listen, we talked a little bit to Damon Cogdale, who's now the head coach at University of Fort Lauderdale. Had an opportunity to talk a little UCF sports with Brandon Helwig, and then looked at the University of Miami schedule for the upcoming season with David Lake from Inside the U. Now we turn to our second hour, and we start things off with somebody who's very familiar with the South Florida area, grew up in the area, and he's down here right now doing his thing as the head coach of Florida A&M University. Coach James Colsey III is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I apologize.
No, don't ever apologize. I just I know you're in a busy time. You're back in your home area. It was a year ago, 3 days ago, where you were hired for this job. To take over a storied program, a program obviously that you've known and you've admired and you've seen as a coach at Florida State and somebody who's, you know, knows the landscape. What's the last year been for you, Coach?
I'm doing well. I mean, it's been great. The last, you know, it's been quick, I can tell you that. You know, obviously when you come down here and you're doing some recruiting and you notice you're around, you're going into schools, and there's a bunch of Rattler fans, you know. It's been a great time. It's been a huge blessing. But you know, obviously, when you're in this type of position and esteemed position, you know, at times it does have some setbacks. But you know, we had a pretty decent year. You know, won our homecoming. We won the classic. But you know, when you're the head football coach at Florida A&M, they won championships, and we're looking to get back on the right direction for this upcoming season.
Yeah. I mean, your first 2 years there, you know, as an assistant head coach and a defensive back coach, you were 21-3. So obviously, that's a high mark to get. You won the Celebration Bowl, but obviously, when it's your own deal, when your name's on the top of that door and you're the guy, it's the head coach. A 7-5 season like last year, that's not you. That's something I know that you deem unacceptable and something that you've worked extremely hard on the offseason. Talk about that and the commitment to kind of keep this program in the spotlight.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, you have to marvel at what Coach Simmons had done. You know, the first 2 years, I mean, the 2 years that I was with him, you know, obviously, but this during the transition, you know, you're losing guys on the portal and things of that nature. But, you know, at the end of the day, the buck stops, you know, it stops with me, right? So I think that was, you know, having an opportunity this year to put my staff together, having an opportunity this year to ensure that some of our quality players, you know, stay with us. And then obviously, you know, hitting the portal, you know, being here down here in South Florida, obviously recruiting the best state in the entire country, right? You're able to put down a roster together to give us a better opportunity to be successful for the 2025 season.
Yeah, and when you think about Florida A&M, it kind of sells itself. HBCU program with a million years of tradition, a lot of prestigious graduates, not just in athletics, but one of the premier pharmaceutical schools in the country, a program that has tremendous business ties. You know, when I had an opportunity to see you guys up there last year for the state championships, I hadn't been to Florida A&M in 20 years, 15 years, and I was blown away. I was blown away about the campus, what an amazing campus it is, how, you know, tightly knit the community is. Talk about that environment, because, you know, you think about that when you're selling a school, and yeah, everybody knows athletics and everybody knows, okay, we had this guy and we had that guy. But what about selling the families on life after football? The education at Florida A&M is second to none. And to me, that's the best selling point in the world. Talk about that.
Well, I can tell you this, man. It just talks about the commitment that the alumni, right, the alumni base has with the university. And, you know, when you earn a degree from Florida A&M, it means a lot, right? It obviously, you know, you spoke about the pharmacy program. It's hard not to talk about the engineering program. You know, our guys, you know, are receiving master's degrees. I mean, just primarily because, you know, when guys do come from the portal or just guys initially trying to come to Florida A&M, you know, the thing about it is just we can stress how strong the alumni support that we have within the university. When you leave Florida A&M and you want to get a job or have the opportunity to get a job, you shouldn't have very much of an issue because of the amount of people that are willing to help you that have graduated from Florida A&M. You know, there's people not just in the state of Florida, but across the country where there's a strong tradition. The alumni has given an amazing amount of support, and good. Again, it just talks about just the tradition, the history, and it's how proud the Rattler fan base can be.
Yeah, no doubt. James Colsey III, he's the head coach of Florida A&M University. He's joining us this evening. And, you know, you look back at last year and you look back at the, you know, obviously you win the big game against Bethune-Cookman, and obviously that's huge. Huge for a number of reasons, pride, bragging rights, recruiting. You beat Alabama A&M, which was on senior night. Talk about the schedule, because when you look back, I mean, you had a few of those games. Mississippi Valley State, you could have won that game, obviously, came down, you know, to a few points. You looked at some of those games last year. The Miami game, obviously, gives your kids an opportunity, you know, to play in a big-time environment. Troy University, people don't realize how good a program that is. That's basically down the road for you. What's the schedule look like this year? Because obviously you play those tough teams. You know, you play the Jackson State, you play Southerns, and talk about the schedule this year and you know what lies ahead for this program in 2025.
Well, you know, obviously with the huge announcement yesterday afternoon with being able to come back to the Orange Blossom Classic, you know, opening up against Howard August 30, that's always a plus, you know, not just for Florida A&M football, but again, you know, the alumni and having an opportunity to come down to South Florida and playing in front of such a great crowd. I mean, you know, that's the thing, right? When you think about the Orange Blossom Classic, it's hard to think about it and not have a Florida A&M football team in there, right? So it looks like, you know, we're going to play another FBS opponent. Looks like we're going to end up playing FAU right after that game, and then you have the gamut of the SWAC, right? You know, we have the opportunity. You know, we had some really, really tough road games, you know, last year, you know, beating Alabama State, losing to Jackson State on the road. Now, those are two quality teams that now have to come and play us here in Tallahassee, Florida. So, you know, our schedule is tough. You know, the teams that we played on the road now have to come to Bragg, and then the teams that we played at Bragg, now we know we have to go down there and travel there. But, you know, every week, you know, after those first 4 weeks, you play the out of conference foes, and then after that, man, 8 weeks of just playing against really, really good opponents that are similar to us, right? You know, we're at the HBCU, you know, we're a university that you know, a lot of maybe Power Four or FBS schools, we get transfers. So we're gonna play against teams that are also getting, you know, Power Four and FBS transfers as well. So week in and week out, we're playing against quality football teams. Week in and week out, you know, our support and, you know, playing in Bragg Memorial Stadium, one of the toughest places to play. It's an advantage for us, but we must come ready to play week in and week out.
Yeah, I agree with you. And certainly you've been around at a point where you know a lot of these kids, maybe you've recruited them in the past, that now they're coming back. How has that worked out? I mean, I know that, you know, for the Power Four schools and, you know, Group of Five type of schools, they thrive on the portal. You guys must do the same thing.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's why it's important, you know, to make sure that we're relevant in the state, right? You know, you got a lot of big-time players that are coming out of these high schools, not just in South Florida, but across the state, right? And then, you know, and there are times when young men may attend a university and it doesn't work out. So, you know, so at times, right, it's always important to be in the good graces with some of these high schools, just because primarily when a kid does choose a school, if it doesn't work out, well, you know, you want to make sure you're fresh on the mind with some of these high school coaches. And over the, you know, not just over the 2 years for me, but also, you know, when I was recruiting here, down here, when Coach Simmons was the head coach, you know, that's how it would work. You know, a young man would go up north and maybe it got a little too cold for him and then he wanted to come home. So, you know, we were one of the first calls for them, right? Power Four kid, you know, we were recruiting. He ended up going to a Power Four. Again, didn't work out. again, you know, just because you built that relationship, well, when he's up there unhappy, the first school they think about is obviously Florida A&M. You know, we're on national television every week, week in and week out. We're playing on national television. And then, again, you know, our fan base playing in front of 30,000. You know, when you play at home, having the best band in the country and having the best fans in the country, you know, you're so where you go, you know, the opportunity to be seen, the opportunity to have success, you know, Florida A&M is at times somewhat of a natural draw.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking about cold, nobody knows that more than you. You spent 10 years up in Canada. So, I mean,
well, you know, it felt like I was in Canada last week. I can tell you that. You
know, that's all, right. All that dark snow that's right. We had in Tallahassee. Well, now you can sell snow skiing on Tallahassee.
I can tell you that won't go over well. That will not go over well trying to get these young men back to Florida.
I hear you. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Have a great time back here at home, and appreciate you, man. And congratulations, everything that you've accomplished and everything ahead for you.
Hey, appreciate you, Larry. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I know you've been doing it for quite some time, but you continue to sell ourselves about these South Florida kids, and you're still the best in the country at doing so.
Thanks so much. I covered your whole family, so that kind of
I know you did. That, now you're aging yourself. Now you're aging yourself. Don't do that, Larry.
I know. Hey, thanks, Coach. Enjoy. Good stuff.
I appreciate you again. Always.
Good stuff. Coach James Colsey III, head coach of Florida A&M. Great guy. Great family. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, and a lot of kids down here are heading up to play for the Rattlers. And I, like I said last year when I got back from the state championship, I was blown away. I hadn't been to Florida A&M in a long time. And what a great campus. I mean, just a tremendous facility. Yeah, I can't say any more about it, but he's a great coach. I just, you know, he's going to get that thing going, and certainly on the heels of what Willie Simmons did at Florida A&M, and he did an awesome job too. And now he's here at FIU. We expect to have him in the next week or so come on by, and we'll talk to him about his program down at FIU. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Hey, recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk Orange Bowl Showcase. President David Armstrong is next.